Josefina Palandek is co-founder of Hip Chick Farms, a San Francisco LGBT-owned organic farm that recently appeared on the Food Network's Food Fortunes, and is here to talk about her company and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Serafina.
Hi there. Thank you for having me today.
Tell us about Hip Chick Farms.
My partner, Jennifer Johnson, and I started our business, Hip Chick Farms, about 3 years ago. Jen is a chef. She's an amazing chef. She started chefing at Chez Panisse with Alice Waters 25 years ago. Chez Panisse in Berkeley, California is really known as the starting ground for the farm-to-table movement, really focused on sourcing ingredients from sustainably raised farms and sourcing ingredients based on seasonality. So she cooked for them for 10 years and then went on to become the private chef for Ann and Gordon Getty in San Francisco for the last 14 years. She cooks for children every day. They have a Montessori school in their home, and the children come in and sit around her table, and she would make them chicken fingers. Every kid loves a chicken nugget, right? And every parent I know is suspicious of a chicken nugget. So she would make her beautifully sourced, beautifully made chicken fingers for the children. They would go home and ask their moms for Chef Jen's chicken fingers, and then the moms would come back and ask her for the chicken finger recipe. So Jen and I were married, 6 years ago, and we have a daughter. Her name's Ruby Rose. She's 4 and a half now. Almost 4 years ago, we decided to uproot from San Francisco and move to a farm in Northern California in Sebastopol. And we really wanted our daughter to grow up understanding where her food was coming from. So we bought a farm and we adopted all kinds of animals and we started planting vegetables and we were trying to be homesteaders, so to speak. So around that time, we decided to start Hip Chick Farms. We wanted to marry Jen's beautiful recipes, her culinary talents, with transparent sourcing and make a line of products that's really easy for busy families. Most folks want to really know where their food is coming from, so we're providing that in a clear, transparently sourced where our chicken's coming from. We're really proud of our partnership with our chicken farmers and the other farmers where we source our ingredients from. We say our chickens only have one bad day. So we currently make organic and antibiotic-free. We have two lines, chicken fingers, chicken meatballs, chicken wings, gluten-free chicken nugget. So we started selling and producing 2 years ago. Today we're in about 400 grocery stores, and currently we're launching into another 600 in the next 3 months, including Safeway, Sprouts, and national distribution with UNFI. So we have a lot of growth right now. We were recently on the Food Network, Food Fortune show, because starting a business and the growth that we're experiencing as rapidly as we're experiencing it has required a lot of capital. So we've been out raising equity for our business, and that was an opportunity that was presented to us. So we got to go onto the Food Network and pitch our product line to some investors, which was really fun. And we've just had a lot of recent success, and we're growing really rapidly.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
Our inspiration for creating our business was to provide busy families with a beautifully made artisan product that's really easy to use. So our products are organic, antibiotic-free, hormone-free. We don't add any preservatives or fillers or anything you can't pronounce. We have a beautifully made product that you can feel good eating and serving to your family. So what we'd like to do is make this available to everybody, get it into our school systems, get it into hospitals. As a baseline, the meats and poultry we eat should not have antibiotics or hormones. And we should really be striving for organics in all things. So that's our goal.
What would you like to accomplish with Hip Chick Farms?
Well, we would like to be a nationally distributed product and brand that everyone knows is very well trusted. We are seeking to build a culture of transparency. So we're incredibly open about our family, our lives, and what we're trying to do with our company and with the products we create.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, Jen and I were married about 6 years ago. We definitely did the lesbian thing where we met and 3 months later we were engaged to be married. Once we were engaged, in San Francisco, there was a window of opportunity when marriage was made legal by Gavin Newsom, who was the mayor at the time. And we were engaged during that period. So we waited until our marriage date, which was set for May 30th. And at that point, the window had closed again. And, you know, we stood up in front of 200 of our friends and family and pledged ourselves to each other and felt very strongly that regardless, at the time, as important as the legal aspect was to us, really what was important to us was in the sentiment behind it. Later, of course, we were legally married, years later. It's incredibly important to us as a family. We have a child, and we're absolutely committed to telling our story about it. And we believe in, you know, equal rights for all people.
With marriage equality heading to the Supreme Court, what would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Jen and I spoke about this at length, and we both share that marriage equality is incredibly important, and we're very happy to see it progressing in the way it is. But we also believe that trans issues and equality for trans folk is an incredibly important focus within the LGBTQ community. We need to shift more of our focus there and more of our energy to ensuring access to education, access to jobs, safety, and equality under the law for trans people. Secondly, I would say that women's equality within the LGBTQ movement can sometimes get not as promoted. So equality, equal pay for women is a very important issue to us as well.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
So I was bullied as a kid, and at first I'd just like to say and acknowledge that it's terrible. And the easy answer, I think, is that it does get better. When I was a kid, I just kept thinking, like, there has to be a world out there that's better than this one that I'm in right now. And what I would say to LGBTQ kids that are suffering is that there is communities, there's individuals, there's corporations, there's community organizations, there's entire worlds that celebrate difference. And if you can reach out for the resources, there are people out there that want to help and want to celebrate difference. And that strength that we get being different has been a real positive in my life because I have a real resilience in the face of difficulties. I have a real resilience in the face of difficulty, and Jen does as well. And I think that can be a beautiful thing later in life. So hang in there, and it gets better. And anything we can do to help, we're willing to.
How can people get information about Hip Chicks Farms?
To learn more about Hip Chick Farms and where our products are sold, which are delicious, you can go to our website, www.hipchickfarms.com. We have a Facebook page, a Twitter page, also called Hip Chick Farms.
What other projects are you working on?
We're very much in the trenches launching our product line still as we grow from a regionally distributed company to a national company. We're currently working on introducing some new products at the end of the year, so we're really excited about that. And we're also really focused on launching into the school systems. So we believe really passionately in creating better options for kids. And so we're trying to work with individual schools and the school systems to get our products out there, get organic, so that they're eating that on a regular basis.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
The question that we wish that people would ask us is, what's it like fighting the big guys? You know, we have some giant competitors out there in the world, like Foster Farms and Tyson, and there's a lot of money behind those large organizations, and they have a lot of resources that we don't have. But, you know, we really see that the tide is changing in this country. I think it started a few years ago, and it's continuing to change really rapidly, in that folks want to know where their food's coming from. They want to know the story behind the people making their food. And they want transparency. So we feel like we're fighting the good fight, and we think that we're offering some products that the big guys can't replicate. They're not able to make the artisan products as we do.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do have a favorite mantra, which is, don't take no for an answer. We've had so many challenges over the past few years. I'll share one with you. A year and a half ago, around the time of our daughter's 3rd birthday, we were very financially challenged with our business. We didn't know what to do. So we needed money to continue our business, but we didn't have it. So we spent weeks talking about what was important to us. And ultimately what we came up with was that what's important to us is to be together. As long as the three of us are together, that's all that matters. And I think going through that kind of experience is incredibly challenging at the time, but as I think back about it now, it was incredibly beneficial for us. So we decided that we were going to sell the farm. So we've been self-funded to date. We've literally bet our farm on our business. So we had Ruby Rose's birthday. It was on a Saturday. And the next morning, so we had listed our property with a real estate agent. And the next morning, the agent was going to come with the sign, the for sale sign, to put in the ground. And the birthday party was bittersweet. We enjoyed and loved celebrating our daughter and being with our friends and family. Meanwhile, knowing that we were going to lose the home that we, you know, dreamt we were going to be in for the rest of our lives. And some friends stayed, and they were sitting around the campfire, and Jen shared with them what was happening. And one of our good friends, who Jen's cooked with for years, after she heard the story, she said, "Oh, girl, I didn't know you needed money. I'll invest in your company." And the next morning, she wrote us a check for an investment in the company, and we didn't have to sell our house. It was such an incredible watermark for us of learning to just trust and believe in our vision for what we're trying to do and how much support there is out there for us. And there are so many people out there who want to support businesses like ours. There's just a lot of opportunity out there regardless of the challenges.